AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Demands are made to release the body cam video during the funeral for a black man killed by deputies. Ed Donahue has more.
Many of the mourners were wearing white t-shirts with Andrew Brown Jr.'s image and the words, "Say his name."
We're going to get through this, family. We're going to get through this.
An independent autopsy commissioned by his family said Brown was shot 5 times, including once in the back of the head. A judge has delayed release of body camera video.
I know a con game when I see it.
Reverend Al Sharpton doesn't like the explanation.
Don't want to release the tape. It might prejudice the grand jury. Well, the grand jury is supposed to see the tape themselves. Shell game.
Brown was being served search and arrest warrants, accusing him of possessing small amounts of cocaine and methamphetamine that he intended to sell. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden visits an elementary school and Tidewater Community College near Norfolk, Virginia, outlining his plan to increase spending on education and children, part of his $1.8 trillion families proposal. As for paying for it,
it doesn't add a single penny to our deficit. It's paid for by making sure corporate America and the wealthiest 1% just pay their fair share.
Many Republicans are opposed to both his family plan and infrastructure proposals. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are open to a far slimmer $600 billion infrastructure bill paid for not through tax increases on big companies and the wealthiest people, rather through increases in user fees. 2 people are dead in severe weather that stretched from Mississippi to West Virginia today. A swarm of tornadoes caused damage in and around Tupelo and Yazoo City, Mississippi. There were no injuries. A tornado forced thousands into shelters in the Atlanta area, and a man was killed when power lines fell on his car in Douglasville, Georgia. A second person was killed in the state when a tree fell on her home. Forecasters say more storms are in store for parts of the Deep South tomorrow. This is AP News. The FDA is expected to approve the Pfizer vaccine for young teens within a week.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is expected to expand emergency use authorization for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to youngsters ages 12 to 15 by next week, according to a federal official and a person familiar with the process. Following the FDA action, a federal vaccine advisory committee will meet to discuss whether to recommend the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds. If the advisors recommend offering the vaccine, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would have to adopt the recommendation before vaccinations could begin. The steps could be completed within a matter of days. Mike Gracia, Washington.
At least one FBI agent shot and wounded an armed man outside CIA headquarters in McLean, Virginia this evening. The FBI says the man was shot and wounded after getting out of his vehicle with a weapon. He's being treated at a hospital. His condition is unknown at this time. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.